President Clinton, House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole are meeting at the White House tonight in an attempt to resolve the budget stalemate that's kept a portion of the federal government shut down for 18 days. Before this evening's meeting, the Senate passed legislation calling for federal government employees to go back to work with pay. As things now stand, the House is not likely to follow the Senate's lead, so the legislation does not mean the shutdown is over. It may mean, however, that Republicans in the Senate are ready to part company with Republicans in the House on settling the budget stalemate. NPR's Mara Liasson is standing by at the White House. Mara, I take it that meeting is still going on.
The meeting is still going on, Linda. They have actually moved from the Oval Office over to the residence where the president invited them up to the old family dining room for a working dinner. They have a fire in the fireplace, and it's estimated that they're going to be there till at least 10 or 11 o'clock at night. Apparently, this session is qualitatively different from the other sessions they had over the weekend. Instead of just laying out the positions, their respective positions, they're actually horse trading or attempting to, talking about how far they each could go in a compromise.
Obviously, they are all feeling considerable pressure to do something. Is there any chance that something serious could happen tonight, like perhaps the outlines of a solution or maybe an agreement that federal workers could go back?
Well, we just don't know that. But one person who's close to the talks did say that this is the night we'll finally know if they can get a deal or not. It's hard to believe that it's only now that we're going to find this out, that they're finally getting down to cases. But that's what they're, for the very first time, discussing tonight, whether or not they're willing to meet in the middle on tax cuts and Medicare cuts. It is possible that if there is enough progress tonight and a deal is at least in sight, that the House could agree to some kind of measure that could bring the federal workers back, if not pay them. Now, the Senate did pass two measures to do that tonight, one that would actually reopen the government, the other that would bring federal workers back without pay. And that second one is almost identical to a plan the House passed last weekend. So it's possible that they could work something out.
Well, now, the agenda, I assume, for this power dinner is balancing the budget, Medicare, Medicaid, and the tax cut. Those are the big deal items.
That's right. Those are the big deal items, and the relationship between them is really the nut of any compromise. In other words, how much the Republicans are willing to give on their tax cuts, how much are they willing to shrink those tax cuts, that will determine how much you need in Medicare cuts. And what the president has to do is he has to say how much more in Medicare cuts he's willing to tolerate. And once the two sides get a sense of that, then you'll get a real sense of what kind of deal you can have here. You've got to remember that the Medicare cuts and the tax cuts are linked, because you only need about $89 billion of Medicare cuts if you're just talking about keeping the Medicare trust fund solvent. But if you want to pay for a big $243 billion tax cut, then you need much, much more.
The freshman Republicans in the House, that's the group that is the sort of the sticking point, the group that is keeping Newt Gingrich from reaching the sort of agreement that Senator Dole and the Republicans in the Senate appear prepared to reach. The freshmen keep saying that what they want, their bottom line, is an agreement to balance the budget in 7 years, with their number crunchers saying that it is an honestly balanced budget. They say everything else is negotiable.
Well, if that is what they mean, then a deal should be very easy to reach. Now, there are certainly members of the House of Representatives, not just those freshmen who have been very vocal over the past couple days, who feel differently about the tax cut, who feel very strongly that it should stay at the same size, that it should cover the kind of income levels that it covers. And you've got to remember, when we're talking about this balanced budget deal, these two sides are not sitting down to actually balance the budget in 7 years. They're sitting down to hammer out a plan that on paper will balance the budget in 7 years. No Congress can bind a future Congress to do anything. So after the first 2 years, all of the numbers are an educated guess. And to my knowledge, there has been no discussion at all about enforcement mechanisms, about ways to make sure that these cuts actually happen. And as we all know, with what happened to Graham Rudman and other budget balancing schemes, somehow Congresses have a way of wriggling out of those plans.
Thanks very much. NPR's White House correspondent, Mara Liasson.